subject. I need to let my son know he's my son. Dear Stephen Shirley, I need your help on this. I have a son that is 15 years old that knows nothing about me because of his mother. She got pregnant and left, and I couldn't find her for years. She was out of the country, and there was no way to get in touch with her. I had no number or address for her, so I did a search and found her father. We talked, and he knew who I was. I asked him about my son and how could I get in touch with my son's mother. To make a long story short, she got married when my son was about 2 years old, so the guy that he thinks is his daddy is not his daddy. I don't know what to do. I mean, I tried to put myself in my son's shoes and wonder how he is going to feel knowing that the guy he thought was his father for so long is not. I talked to his mother and his stepfather, and they don't want to tell him the truth. Life is too short, and I've already missed 15 years of his life. I lost my father, and in January, I also lost my mother. Tomorrow is not promised to anyone. I just want to get to know my son. What kind of man turns his back and just walks away? I've seen him on Facebook, but I can't tell him like that. Please help. Yes, I definitely agree with you. I don't think Facebook is a way to tell him or any way other than face to face. I have to say that I do think it was wrong of the mom to take the baby and not give you, the father, a say in this situation. But here's the question, because I think a lot has been left out in this letter. Would you have been willing or able to take care of the child if she had told you 15 years ago? Or was she cheating on another man with you and got pregnant and had to tell him it was his? You know, what was the situation during that time? You don't say. I mean, there has to be a reason she did this. She just got pregnant and just left. There has to be some kind of reason. Having said that, I'm definitely glad that you want to be in your son's life. You know, that's what we so desperately need in our homes. Fathers, we definitely need that. But I mean, it's going to upset his world to find out. I mean, in a major way. I do believe the child has a right to know. He's 15 and old enough now. But I don't know if his mom and his stepdad will ever agree on this situation. That's who you're going to have to come to an agreement with, because those are his parents in his eyes, and he's going to look at you as a stranger you are to him right now. You know, I don't know necessarily how to resolve this unless you really sit down and try to have some kind of come to Jesus meeting with his parents, the people that he think are his parents, that he thinks are his parents. So you're going to have to try and talk to them again, because, you know, they're the gateway to getting to your son. Steve?
Well, two things that's going to lead me into my reply. She got pregnant and left, and I couldn't find her for years. Why? Mm-hmm. Why? See, a lot of holes in this story, like yeah. Shirley said. Here's the next statement y'all get ready for. So the guy he thinks is his daddy is not his daddy. No, that is his daddy. That's all he knows as a daddy. See, there's a saying that goes, any man can be a father. It takes a special man to be a daddy. Mm-hmm. See, you can father somebody and just go off. Now, what you and the woman's problem was years ago ain't none of my business, nor do I know. But she left for a reason. See, a woman don't get pregnant by you and just up and leave. Out the country, dog? So something was going on. Now, you need to take a paternity test to make sure everything is yours and all this here. But I think Shirley's correct in that the only way this is going to work out is that the three of you, that they don't want to tell this truth to the boy, have to sit down and have come to some type of agreement. This is the only way it'll work. It's unfair of you. You cannot just show back up to make the announcement. You can't take that upon yourself. See, because first of all, man, where you been? See, but let me help you out with the just found them part. You just found them what? Because something happened in your life? See, technology been around where you could have found him other than this year, 2013. You know, MySpace got started in 2002. I don't know how long Facebook been on, but search engines been on for quite some time. Investigators have been around for a long time. You know, background searches have been around for a long time. So how it took you 13 years to find her Little something in there too, my man, about what took you so long. But because of these turn of events in your life, now you want to run in and be hero. Or maybe you just want to know who his father and you feel like that's right. But this is a different situation. See, this boy got a life. He got a mama, and this boy got a daddy. Now, whether they never told him that was his real father or not, I don't know how that works. That ain't my business. I can't really make a call on that. People do things for various reasons. Maybe they felt it was in the best interest of the boy. But what you can't do is, because you own one right now, is ride in. But when you ride in on your horse, what you going to do that his daddy ain't already doing? So you got to be careful, sir. I feel where you're feeling at with all of this here, but you got to be careful. And you got to take you out the equation and put the boy into the equation. And y'all three got to sit down and do what's best for this young boy's best interest. That's what it is. Now, if you need to just go on about your business, I don't know how to tell you that, but I feel you.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.